May issue of Discorder is here. This month's cover features local garage rocker Skinny Kids, plus articles on the ASL Singles Club, Fistful of Snacks, Kiss Painting, Wild Kind, and so much more. We are also proud to announce Homegrown Labels, a new column dedicated to celebrating record labels in our own city. So pick up a copy of Discorder around town, or check us out online at discorder.ca, and listen to a curated playlist featuring the May issue's artists. And a special thanks to this issue's advertisers, AEG Live, LiveVan.com, Moto the Car Co-op, North by Northeast Festival, the Rickshaw Theater, Sled Island Festival, UBC Alumni Weekend, and Vinyl Records.
Hello and welcome to 433 with your host Gregory Gann on this beautiful Victoria Day Monday on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. We have an excellent show lined up for you today. Up first, David Lang, Increase. Thank you. That was Increase by David Lang. Probably most famously known for his arrangements for Kronos Quartet and the Requiem for a Dream. Let me read you the program notes for this piece. This is David Lang writing before the premiere of this work. He says, "My wife and I have three children, so we have had a bit of a practice with names. We went through hundreds of possible names for our kids, each representing some kind of strength or history or character trait, each linked to a different hope or tradition. There were Bible names, the names of kings and queens, famous explorers, hippie names. At one time, I voted to name my kids Mountain, Wheat, and Leaf," similar perhaps to Zappa's naming of his children. "We also looked at old Puritan names like Charity or Submit or Industry. And of course, in this category, we considered the name of Cotton Mather's brother, Increase. We really liked it. It's full of determination and optimism. It's what you wish for as a future for your child, for a community, or for that matter, for a new performing ensemble. We ended up not using it for one of our children, but I still think it's a great name." Increase was written for and premiered by Alarm Will Sound, Alan Pearson conducting. Next, I have a really interesting piece, which may sound familiar to you. In fact, the piece is called Familiar. It's by Niels Fromm. And perhaps you will see some resonance, or perhaps some reminiscence of another piece, which will follow it shortly. This is Familiar by Niels Fromm. Thank you. Glassworks, Part 6, Closing, by Philip Glass. This piece, which I admit has probably been the most overplayed work on 433, has been appearing to me here and there like a mirage. I was taking the bus along Broadway just now, and I saw Cookworks, like a kitchen and bath store. Philip Glass. No, it wasn't Philip Glass. It was a kitchen and bath store. In any case, this piece has been coming back to me, and last night when I was falling asleep, listening to just a random sort of arrangement of music, and I heard a piece by Niels Frum called Familiar. And thank you to my partner for remembering exactly the album and the artist and the work. And I thought it sounded incredibly familiar. So familiar, in fact, that I would line up these two songs any day. The next thing I have for you is another piece by Michael Gordon. I played some Michael Gordon last week, but in doing research for the show, I really fell in love with the following piece. It's called Industry. And Michael Gordon is one of the founders of Bang on a Can. This is dedicated to making music new. Not to new music, perhaps, but making music new. So, from the liner notes, Michael Gordon says, "When I wrote Industry in 1993, I was thinking about the Industrial Revolution, technology, how instruments are tools, and how industry has crept up on us and is all of a sudden overwhelming. I had this vision of a 100-foot cello made out of steel suspended from the sky, a cello the size of a football field, and, in the piece, the cello became a hugely distorted sound. I wrote this piece for Maya Beiser, and it was an incredible process. I would fax her the music and she'd play it to me over the phone. We did this maybe 10 times, trying things out. She was constantly teaching me about the cello, and I was making her play things that were really awkward and dark." This is Industry by Michael Gordon. The piece is approximately 15 minutes long. And then we'll go to a short break to resume 433, program dedicated to new music on CITR.
Let's listen in as one poor soul tries to find something good to enjoy on the radio. Let's see here, God. Oh.
Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance.
Oh. Everybody. God, this is awful.
Well, I climbed up the mountain, climbed back down again for you. I climbed up the mountain again for you, and then I climbed back down, climbed up.
Oh. Isn't there
anything?
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 Listening to the radio these days can be distressing. Fortunately, here at CITR, our programmers choose the music that they play, so our charts reflect what people actually listen to. To find out what's really topping the charts, pick up a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or check us out online at citr.ca. Unless, of course, you'd rather keep listening to the chart-topping single, Everybody Dance.
What, you don't like to dance? Everybody dance. Everybody dance. Everybody dance, dance. What, you don't like to dance?
I went to residential school. I was just 8 years old.
Gaila Kasla. My name is Gennarji O'Sullivan of the Tlaweitsis Nation, originally from Turner Island. You're listening to Wendell exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools.
This PSA was cut from a rally called Honor the Apology in Ottawa, Ontario. Those speaking are Clayton Thomas Mueller, Melody McIver, and Jocelyn Ayatoll.
Today, across this country they call Canada, is a day where we're asking for truth to come to the surface so that we can actually begin a conversation about reconciliation. Today, Canadians, newcomers, First Nations, Métis, and Inuit peoples from all walks of life and religious denominations will reflect upon the impacts of Canada's residential schools.
The burden of this experience has been on your shoulders for far too long. The burden is properly ours as a government and as a country. There is no place in Canada for the attitudes that inspired the Indian residential school system to ever again prevail. You have been working on recovering from this experience for a long time, and in a very real sense, we are now joining you on this journey. That was Stephen Harper in 2008. Unfortunately, the burden of this experience has not been shared. We believe it is time for us to all face what happened during one of the most violent policies in this country's history. We believe it is time to take a journey of honesty together.
We now know that there is tangible violations of the Geneva Code on Genocide, that this country has committed crimes of genocide unequivocally against Indigenous peoples.
When we speak to the residential school, when we speak to the 60 scoop, when we speak to the day school, we speak it about it as if it's in the history. But our children are dying and suffering.
You have just heard at Window exploring the legacy of Indian residential schools. Both my mother and I attended St. Michael's Residential School in Alert Bay, BC. This is a part of a larger project called Resonating Reconciliation that engages community radio as a tool to help define what reconciliation is. Resonating Reconciliation is meant to help reconcile all Canadians to this shared history. This is the work of the National Campus and Community Radio Association, the Red Jam Slam Society, and this station. Resonating Reconciliation is also supported by the Indian Residential School Survivor Society and is funded by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission. To hear more, go to www.ncra.ca/resonating.
Hey there.
Barev.
We're the Armenian Students Association, and we're here to bring together everyone,
Armenians and non-Armenians,
who are interested in learning about the Armenian culture here at UBC.
Find us on Facebook at ASA UBC to stay up to date. We look forward to seeing you at our future events.
Who are you to comment on who I am? What the fuck, man? Fucking prick. Oh yeah? Since when? Who the fuck are you, fool? You'll see. Fucking coward. You're a fucking hater. Fuck out of here. Enjoy hating, you prick. Oh good, you fucking idiot. You fucking with the wrong guy. Sucks to be you. Better watch yourself. Real talk.
Beaver Hour. Tuesdays at 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time with your host, Emma Rawson.
Rawson. Rawson. Rawson.
We're back with 4:33. I'll have about 20 minutes left. I wanted to grace the airwaves with a person who's made several guest appearances to this show. This is music for saxophones by Colin McDonald. Now, thematically, I thought this fit pretty well with our show, dedicated to extended techniques, perhaps recognizing the familiar in unfamiliar sounds. This is a piece written in 1997 as a solo tour de force for alto saxophone. And the title of this work refers to, as Colin writes, magic, or more specifically, miracle working. He wanted to include a number of extended techniques for the instrument, which give the illusion that more than one instrument is playing, or that something other than a saxophone is sounding. The performer must sing while playing, slap tongue, and circular breathe, in addition to playing a melody broken into two or three voices. Well, I hope you don't experience hearing two or three voices on this wonderful Victoria Day Monday, but I do hope that you will enjoy this piece.
Thank you.
And that was 4:33 on this Victoria Day Monday with your host, Gregory Gann. And I am so happy with the music I played today on air. I wish I could just put it in a pocket and take it home with me. In fact, you can do that if you sign up for our podcasts. Just go to the CITR website, click on Programs and Schedules, and stay tuned for Exploding Head Movies with Gak. Today there's going to be a very special show dedicated to the Nelson Mandela bioepic called Long Walk to Freedom. 2 hours well spent. Meanwhile, thank you for listening.